Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brad Gilbert is one of the great tennis coaches of all time. He is one of the great tennis analysts of all time. And he certainly knows an awful lot more about just the sport than Ray and I could even pretend to, or kind of put on our tennis shoes and pretend to know about. So we thought we'd turn to a real expert here. And it just so happens to be Brad Gilbert's birthday. I reached out to him on Twitter, and you know, you go to a person's page and it's their birthday and you get the balloons. Happy Twitter balloons, Brad Gilbert. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Beers will be flowing in a couple of hours, and thanks for having me on. When I saw the news this morning, you know, it was like, first I was a little shocked, and then I read Serena's essay, a beautiful essay that she penned in Vogue. And the word that I got, I mean, that she's evolving. She's transitioning into another part of her life, and she really listened to her daughter, that she wanted to be a big sister. But her career is just incredible. And I, thinking back in 1990, it's crazy, 32 years ago, I had a buddy that was in L.A. He called me. He goes, I just saw these two kids play. I think they were like 9 and 10 years old. I think they're going to like change tennis. And I said, okay. And then that's when you started hearing about Richard Williams. And then, like, I mean, literally, I mean, he took these two girls from Compton, moved them to Florida, and all the things that he said were going to happen. It's pretty incredible. I mean, the longevity and the greatness of her career, and how it evolved.
Well, and let's be honest, Brad, there's absolutely no way to separate her race, Venus's race as well, and where they come from, where they began from this story. Had this career belonged to, you know, a girl who grew up in the 1% of tennis academies, it would have been incredibly impressive, no matter where this came from. A position of privilege and wealth rarely produces a career this dominant. For it to have started as humbly as imaginable in a country club sport like tennis, can you kind of frame that for us?
Well, I mean, what's incredible is they did everything their way, too. They didn't play junior tournaments. They played a couple. But Richard was smart. He, you know, got a couple of people to help him out. And I think the legacy, the where she's at, is look at Coco Gauff today. Her family moved to Florida when she was like 7 years old. Let's see if we can do. Naomi Osaka, Sloane Stephens, Madison Keys. That families have said, you know what? Let's see if we can follow what they've done. And I also think that she brought, and her sister, they brought a different aspect of tennis that had never been seen, a different, you know, set of eyes. She took tennis, you know, from the sports page, you know, to, you know, pop culture. And I think that she's one of those rare, you know, people. Sometimes we think about in sports, you say somebody is incredibly athletic. Oh, I wonder how they would play in this sport or that sport. I truly believe if Serena played any other sport, you know, she would have been an incredible, you know, greatness. And I think, Damon, over the last 30 years, I was thinking about this morning. If you have a Mount Rushmore over the last 30 years, I mean, it starts with Serena, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady. those three. Then you have about six or seven that, God, they you know, hard not to put them in there, but, you know, if you can only have, you know, four on there, you got Michael Phelps, you got Bolt, you got Tiger Woods, you got the big three in men's tennis, and maybe Ronaldo. But if you only get four on there, she's on there. And the sisters combine, how about this, 62 majors. So Serena has 23 singles, 14 in doubles. I think maybe the most underrated stat of her whole superlative career, 14-0 in doubles Grand Slam finals with her sister. How amazing is that? And they have eight gold medals between them combined, four each. I mean, her resume is ridiculous how great it is.
The one thing that maybe stands out more than anything, of all the things that stand out here, is that I've never heard anybody say of any up-and-coming player, she could be the next Serena. And it makes me wonder if any of us will be alive to ever hear that said in seriousness, or whether she has set a bar that can't be logically reached in our lifetimes.
You know, Ray, I mean, I would have told you that I would have never seen Sampras's records eviscerated the way they were by these, you know, by Fed, Rafa, and Joker. But then you get records like Wilt's record still has tons they're never coming close to. Jerry Rice. I think that, I mean, I probably won't see it in my lifetime, but I think the most amazing thing was that her dad talked about all of these records with her when she was a little kid. Most people would be overwhelmed by that. And you see far too many athletes say, I'm going to break this record, I'm going to break that record. And they think they're supposed to. I actually really believe she's probably one of the only ones that, you know, really thought about this. And it's like, okay, they're obtainable. I think more than anything, she wanted to pass Margaret Court's 24. But I really believe that Margaret Court's 24 are nowhere near Serena's 23. 11 of her Australian Opens were won when they were basically no foreigners playing them and before the Open era. So in my greatness, you know, list of women's tennis players, I mean, I have her first and I have Steffi Graf second, who she's one ahead of. I have Margaret Court way behind them. I have her behind Martina Navratilova and Chrissy Everett. But I really do believe that she strived for greatness, pushed herself, and that's what the great ones do, like a Michael Jordan and Tom Brady. They're always pushing themselves, pushing the envelope to be better. And I think that's an amazing, you know, quality about their greatness, is they're just constantly pushing themselves to get to another level.
Brad Gilbert joining us here, one of the great voices in tennis, trying to frame who Serena was. And that was kind of my last question for you. Without knowing much about tennis, I have Serena comfortably number one, Steffi Graf three, Martina Navratilova four. Martina had 18 Grand Slam titles. Serena's got five more. Serena has one more Grand Slam title than Steffi Graf. But it feels like Serena bridged more generations of tennis just based on her longevity than anyone maybe that has come before her.
You know what's crazy is she won a Grand Slam in 1999. And then she won one, her last one, in 1997 when she was 8 weeks pregnant. I mean, just the gravitas of that.
Yeah.
Her incredible longevity it was like she was hitting 380 and then still 20 years later still hitting 380. I'm just amazed. And she had to battle through lots of injuries, lots of things. But I just think it was her pursuit of greatness and what she was able to accomplish in her 30s. I mean, it's just legendary. But I do believe, and I'll put a lot of this to now so many athletes, Tom Brady and Serena and Roger Federer, so many of them now, when they're in their late 30s, they're not thinking they're old anymore. They're still thinking they can get better. They're still pushing the envelope. Look at Tom Brady. And actually, she penned something interesting about Tom Brady in that Vogue. She said that he doesn't have to, produce a child.
Right. Right. Tom Brady's really good. He's never done anything pregnant.
Yeah, and part of her would like to keep going, but she can't because she wants, to put her family first. And I love the word that she's evolving and the evolution, but, I mean, she's the female GOAT of all time. There's no doubt about it. And I'm totally convinced that if she played basketball, soccer, whatever she did, she would have been that because she has that ability it's a weird thing to say people were born with something like this. Whatever it is, she's got it.
There's no doubt about it. I know you are it because it's your birthday, Brad. Congratulations on your Warriors winning another championship. And
I'm still celebrating that for
your birthday.
Had, 7 weeks or something like that. And we got to listen to all this KD talk and everything like that. But life is good for Warrior fan, and probably one of my great, fond memories, I got to go to Game 4 in Boston.
Nice.
With Mully. And Mully's probably the only New Yorker who's a transplanted Bay Area that they gave nothing but love in the Boston Garden. So I walked right in with him, carte blanche, sat at Game 4 and watched Steph's majestic performance.
Very cool. That was one for the ages. You saw one of the all-timers right there. Brad, for your birthday, I hope the Raiders make the playoffs. Let's just wrap it up with that. We got to run.
I'm hoping for an 8-9 season, and the coach doesn't wear a visor.
Thank you very much. Have a great night tonight, and happy birthday.
See you later, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.